As we think about eating this little cracker, this is a symbol of doing in remembrance of Him, what He's done for us. He took the stripes, He took the thorns upon His head, He was beaten and spit upon, He was abandoned. All of these things He did before us and for us. So as we eat, let's think about His body. Lord, when we think about the body, we think about the word that's connected with the body every place in the New Testament, the word sozo, which means saved, healed, delivered, and made whole. Thank you for this wholeness, Lord. We are discerning your body today. And as we take the cup, this was the blood that Jesus shed for us. And we think of the blood has life, so let's drink the life of Jesus into us right now. Lord, I thank you that is blood-giving life. No one can come to the Father except by Jesus. And we can boldly walk into the throne room where Jesus is by His blood. And we defeat Satan by the blood of Jesus and the word of our testimony. And Lord, we do indeed give thanks today that we have life. And it says you wish above all things we have health and life, and life more abundantly. Lord, today we pray for every member of our family. I don't care what I see, smell, touch, or feel. I'm walking in the realm of the Spirit. And Lord, right now we think you're going to send the sheriff, the Holy Ghost, and go arrest them all in Jesus' name. Lord, bring them in. And we'll just give you the praise. And all God's children said, amen. If you need prayer for anything, you need a blessing, be sure and get one before you leave.